morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. It's cold again. Temperatures are ranging from the 30s to the 50s across the state. It's wintertime in Florida. Sunshine and 80 degrees one day, overcast and temperatures in the 30s and 40s the next day. Is it a good time to plant? Well, we're celebrating planting next week in our state Arbor Day holiday. Why does Florida get to have a national holiday on a different day than the rest of the country? What kind of trees are the best ones to plant? We have Jamie Daugherty, an UF Extension agent and a certified arborist. She's going to tell us why and how to plant the tree correctly. What Arbor Day events are going to be celebrating here in Central Florida? Well, Jamie's going to tell us. Hour number two, we're also answering your gardening questions. You can give Tom and I a call at 407-916-5400. So join Jamie, Tom, Joni, Kelly, and me. This is Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tom McCoven is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins with Tom and Joni McCubbin and Kelly. Last week was the end of the year and the beginning of the new year, and I'm already behind. I'm so busy. Anyone else in that same dilemma? Well, we are now starting to prepare for our next holiday, which is Arbor Day next week. And hopefully everyone will plant a tree, either in their yard, their community, or donate to have a tree planted. What kind of tree is the best? We have Jamie Daugherty with us this hour to tell us about Arbor Day and how to plant trees to give them a good start. Thank you for joining us on Better Lawns and Gardens. I'd love to say hello to all the great garden clubs out there. I did talks this week to the Boca Raton and the New Smyrna Beach Garden Club. This week through Zoom, and my first talk in person to real people in a year. It was fun. It was all safe and socially distanced. We had a great time. If you like gardening and want to learn more about gardening, why don't you look for a garden club in your community? If you're on Facebook, you can go to the Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page and like us. We are getting more and more likes, so that's really exciting. We enjoy seeing your comments and posting your pictures of your plants and gardens that you send us. You can also send your questions to betterlawns.com's website. That's betterlawns.com. Arbor Day nationally this year is April 30th. Tom, Joni, and Kelly, do you know what state in 1872 celebrated the first Arbor Day? Tom?
I do. Nebraska.
They did. Nebraska.
Actually, I think New York had done something prior to that, but Nebraska is the one that's named most common because that was the big celebration.
You know, I was going to say Nebraska.
Were you?
I knew that.
Good for you.
Sorry, raising her hand, Nebraska.
Excellent. So, Kelly, how many trees were planted on that first holiday?
Two.
Tom?
I think it was something like 2 million.
It was 1 million. 1 million trees planted in one day.
Good
That's
Lord.
Incredible. That's a lot of preparation, a lot of people out there planting. So we have Arbor Day here in Florida on the third Friday of every January. And a lot of people question why that is, because it's winter time. And is it a good time to plant? Well, to help us prepare to celebrate Arbor Day and to help homeowners with proper tree planting information, we have Jamie Daugherty. She is a new University of Florida IFAS Lake County Extension agent, and she is a certified tree arborist. She has a passion about urban forestry and tree care, and I know she's looking forward to the next few weeks of celebrating trees. Good morning, Jamie. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Teresa. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Jamie, we like to be different here in Florida. Why do we get to celebrate Arbor Day 3 months earlier than the rest of the country?
Well, it's because we are different here in Florida. So this is the right time to transplant trees, because our deciduous trees, the trees that drop their leaves, they've gone dormant, so they're going to have less stress when you're transplanting them, whether you're moving them from the field to its new planting location, from a pot. It's much less stressful, and it's just the right time for us. Northern states have to wait till April, mostly because the ground's frozen.
So we get to plant here. So we'll discuss planting in a few minutes, but what kind of trees should homeowners consider planting?
Well, the first thing you want to think about is what kind of look do you want for your yard? But then also, how much space do you have? Because trees grow, and when you're selecting your tree, you really have to think about how large is this going to get? Where do I have space for it? And another one is it invasive? We do not want to be planting invasive trees, and the University of Florida does have information on trees that are invasive. And if you are concerned, you can always contact your county extension, and they can let you know if the tree you're thinking of is invasive or not. Generally, you want to stick with natives. Natives provide habitat for wildlife and food for wildlife. They're also easier to take care of over time because they're adapted for the area. Florida Friendly are also great because, again, they're going to take less care and they're not going to potentially be damaging to our environment.
Yeah, good. You know, I have my own theory why we celebrate Arbor Day the third week in January. I think we're just party animals. We want to celebrate now. We want to celebrate in April. So I don't know. So, Jamie?
I like that.
Me too. Every opportunity to celebrate, that's for sure. Hey, you know, Florida has different grades of trees. I know we have Florida Fancy, Florida Number 1, Number 2. What should people look for when they select a tree?
Well, what you're looking for is structure. So when you're talking about something for your lawn in kind of the suburbs or an urban environment, you generally want to look for something that has kind of one straight central leader. So that's going to be that central stalk coming up from the tree that has branches coming off from that. If you have multiple leaders, you can end up having problems. Now, if you're living out in the country, those aren't as big of a deal because you don't have the potential harm to home or individuals if you're planting it in the middle of a field. But if you're planting something where you do have infrastructure and you have people, you want to make sure that tree is going to be safe. So that central leader, you want to limit crossing branches. And if you are picking the tree out when it does have leaves, making sure those leaves look healthy.
Yeah. Is it hard to find that ideal tree?
I personally, I don't think it's necessarily hard when you know what you're looking for. It's really hard if you don't know what you're looking for, because you can just go up and say, okay, it's a tree, let me grab it. But you do need to be picky. Like, you're picky when you go pick out a Christmas tree, right? You're like, does this look nice? Is there, which is the dead side that's going to be hiding in the corner? So you want to make sure that you're looking for that correct tree. And again, if you're wanting to know a little bit more about those grades and standards for trees, you can contact your extension office and they'll be happy to get you a list of what those qualifications are in those different standards.
So what size tree should they look for? Should they get a big one? Should they get a small one? How fast do trees grow? What would be the best one to plant?
So that, again, depends. So trees can grow anywhere from slow to moderate to even fast. So it depends on how long you want to wait for the tree to grow, what that tree species is. I have trees in my yard that I just planted that I actually got that were grafted, and they're very, very small. They're less than a gallon size. But when I used to work in New York City, the Parks Department for street tree planting, and we always planted 2.5 to 3 inch caliber trees for the street trees because they were already large. So if you want something that looks like a mature landscape already, you're going to want to go with a larger tree. If you have time, you want to cultivate it, and you really want to prune it the way you want to prune it, you'd start smaller.
Yeah. Now, I see a lot of people putting trees too close to houses and driveways and things like that. What about location? What should we consider?
Location is vitally important. So, again, you want to think about how big is this tree going to get, not just how tall, but how wide. So trees, when you look them up, they'll often tell you how tall they are, but you also want to look for that spread, because you want to keep that tree minimum. That center base needs to be half of that spread away from your house so that you're not going to be forced to do damaging, incorrect, or stressful pruning on that tree because it was planted too close. Another thing to consider is concrete. It's a lot harder for trees to root underneath concrete because they have that layer of compaction. But there is a really great layer between the concrete and the compacted soil that collects water that the tree roots, when they're small, can get through because they're looking for water, and then they'll pop up and can potentially damage that concrete over time. So you want to keep those away as well. You're going to want to keep them, depending on the tree, 5 or more feet away from concrete, and that is the center trunk again.
Yeah, we hear a lot of people concerned about tree roots affecting their home. Is that a concern?
No, tree roots aren't going to affect a home, and the only time tree roots do anything where it's going to impact something like a septic tank or plumbing is there was already a crack. Tree roots can't penetrate a solid barrier, but if there's a crack and there's water on the other side, they can get in, and then as they grow, they can make the problem worse, but they didn't cause the problem initially.
Yeah. So amending the soil, when we plant trees, what are the steps to planting correctly?
Well, I would say if you're talking about soil amendments, first off, get your soil tested. So either your extension office or can do it on site, or they can send it up to the University of Florida. I know in Lake County, we can do pH tests, which will let you know what the soil pH is. And we can actually help make recommendations for plants based on that pH, so you don't have to necessarily make amendments. The University of Florida can do a larger test. I believe it's $10, and you get the pH and a full nutrient panel. And the nice thing about that is it also gets sent to your horticulture agent, and they can help walk you through what that test result actually means and what you should do as far as nutrients in your soil as well. Amending soil, it doesn't take fully for a very long time. So if you're picking something that's really far off from what your soil already is, you could be spending a lot of time and money to try to keep that soil in a state that your plants can survive. So if that's something you're not willing to do, it's better to just go with plants that are more adapted to what you already have.
Yeah. I've got a text message here. Let me see either Teresa or Jamie. It says, what is a good shade wildlife tree to replace a red maple? You had to take the red maple out. Any ideas?
Jamie?
Well, you could replace it with another red maple. They are native.
Yep.
And it depends on what your looking for. If you're looking for something with a similar feel to a red maple that's still going to provide that same look, sycamores are good for that. Trying to think what else. Trees, well, come up with something. Go ahead.
I'm thinking of dogwood.
Dogwood?
Dogwood, they're difficult to grow depending on where you are in Florida, but that's one possibility because you've got the berries and everything.
And how much shade?
Yep, and also even oak, you know, you got the acorns. That's
sure.
A good one. I like the little sand oak myself.
I do, yeah, too, I like the Shamardi.
Yep. Jamie, do you have a favorite tree?
I do, actually. My favorite tree is the banyan tree.
Okay.
I haven't seen one of those. Go down south. I know that there are certain trees I should not like, but I am a tree lover, and I absolutely love the banyan trees. I find them fascinating because they drop their roots. They drop extra roots from the actual limbs to create this amazingly large structure, and if something happens to the center part of the tree or another part, you can have a whole additional tree that can live independently. There's places in the world where entire forests are made of a single tree. I think they're absolutely fascinating organisms.
Yeah, you probably aren't going to grow too many of those in Lake County, I would guess.
No, it's going to be too cold. What events do you have coming up to celebrate Arbor Day in Central Florida?
So what we have coming up in the city of Tavares on the 16th from about 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock in Wooten Park, we're going to be having our Arbor Day celebration. We'll have lots of different trees to give out, some educational classes. It's going to all be outside. It's going to be tented. We'll just, our little tables will be tented. And we have, Tavares is giving away some trees, and Lake County Soil and Water Conservation has a few other species that they're going to be giving away. I believe we have 8 total different species of trees and shrubs.
So if they contact their local extension office, they'll find out what programs are going on in their area.
Exactly.
There you go. Do you have more information where people can go and get more information about correct planting practices and tree care?
Well, they can go to their extension office. We also have information on the University of Florida's website. And if you happen to need any tree care, we always suggest going to treesaregood.org to find an arborist for doing tree work.
Thank you so much, Jamie, for joining
Thank
us this
you.
Morning. Congratulations on being at Lake County Extension. If you have a
thank
garden
so
question, thank you, Jamie. If you have a garden question, now's the time to call us, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Until recently, busy boardrooms were a common occurrence. The economy was soaring. We had the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. Then, COVID-19 changed the world. Plans suddenly evaporated and virtual communication prevailed. FaceTime and Zoom calls have taken the place of in-person contact in businesses, churches, even with families and friends. Basically, our country has been thrown into a state of disarray that none of us could have recognized or predicted. But God is not surprised. He knew we would be facing this, and He is still in control. The Bible says we can't know what tomorrow will bring, and our own plans and lives can vanish like vapor. But God's Word says we should always think, if the Lord wills, when making our plans. Face it, we're not in control. This is Bryant Wright, making plans, Lord willing, to continue speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Do you have a question about trees, turf, flowers, or shrubs? This is a great time to call, and you can call us at 407-916-5400, or you can even call us on our 800 number. It's 1-888-455-2967. 1-888-455-2967. You can call us with your garden questions, or you can text Tom at 23680. Tom?
Yes, and, you know, I know people aren't going to have a lot of sympathy for me, especially people in Tallahassee, Jacksonville, and Gainesville, and areas like that, but the temperature just went down 1 degree at my house. So it was 48 this morning, now it's 47, and in about an hour and a half, I've got a lecture outdoors in a community garden. So I'm bundling up. I put my little red beanie on, and I'll be out there.
There you go. Layers. Always yeah. Layers.
Yeah. Let me follow up on a couple of things here. And this was that one shade tree question. They want to replace a red maple. And the follow-up on that would be, is should I plant next to the old stump or dig up the old decaying stump? You wouldn't want to plant right next to it. Too much of a root system there, I would think.
I think so, because it's going to decompose and collapse, but also, too, getting the new tree off to a new start. You've got a lot of microbe activity and, you know, fungal issues going on, which are good to decompose the log, but not necessarily so good when you're planting a tree. So you want to put it a little bit further away or take out the stump itself entirely.
Yeah, you know, they wanted a shade tree for a wildlife. And when I started really thinking about it, almost any tree is good for wildlife.
It is. If it's green and it's got a canopy and the birds can get in there and hide or find food sources, you know, that's always a good thing. So most trees, everything is Florida friendly when in the right location and the right maintenance practice. So
yeah, even a tree farm crepe myrtle. I mean, well, I'll find birds up there feeding on the seeds. They love to get up there in those little seed capsules.
The little wrens and the little titmouses, they
yeah.
love that tree. Especially when you go to Disney, you see them all up and down the avenues in the crepe myrtles.
Yeah, and we have Natchez. That's our big crepe myrtle, and it's a big one down at the end of the driveway. And we do very little pruning on it, don't we, Joni?
Yeah.
It gives us shade, actually, so it worked out very well. Now, we want to follow up a little bit here on the irrigation of a tree, and how long do you do that, and how long before they're established? You know, I see people just putting the hose out there, letting it run. It's not good irrigation. Want to wet the root ball in the area around it and then let it dry off some.
Sure. You don't want to keep it saturated or too wet. That's not going to help. But it does need to be consistent watering for at least the first 3 to 5 years. So just putting a hose down for the first couple of days or, you know, for a first couple of weeks, that's not going to be enough to get it established because it's still kind of in a shock period. And it's really going to push those roots out, you know, 6 months to a year later. That's when it needs the watering. So you want to make sure you either have a good irrigation, a bubbler system on it. And I would put, you know, if it's going to be a large tree, one or two to three bubblers, depending on the size of the tree, and then make sure you water it for, you know, that 3 to 5 year period.
Yeah. And the question was how long before a tree becomes established? And, you know, it depends on the size of the tree, but you're right. Some trees, you don't know whether they're going to exist with you for a couple of years, like a dogwood. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, the smaller the caliper, the easier it's going to be to get it established. The bigger trees, they're going to be the ones that are going to take longer to get established. So I always recommend the 2.5 to 3 inch caliper trees, and they just don't go through as much stress as the larger ones.
Yep. Okay, here's a text message. It says, I planted tomato seeds last weekend. How long till they come up? they said they shouldn't be planted too deep, okay? Should I replant soon? You know, if you have tomato seeds that were planted last weekend, that's about 7 days. It depends on the temperature. If you have them in a cooler spot, it's been cooler, it's going to take a little longer, so I'd give them probably another week. But they should be coming up soon, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think, you know, go out there and look at them and make sure they're getting watered. I was at a client's house, and she had just used peat to plant the seed in, and it was drying out as soon as she watered it, and the temperatures last week when it was warm, it was drying right out. So you got to make sure you're using a good mixture and making sure it gets enough water, has enough sunlight.
Yeah, Ed Thralls mentioned the different types of soil mixtures he uses. I do like the germination mix, and he did mention especially for small seeds, but I often use a germination mix. It's a little more cost, but I will use that to get the seeds up and going. But what I will do, you know, if you're in question whether the seeds are going to be coming up, I dig down a little bit. Take a little fork or a toothpick or something like that and dig down where you planted a seed. I always keep a couple of seeds where I know exactly where they are just for this situation, so in case I have to dig down.
Yeah, I like your idea of the toothpick. You just put it right where the seed is, and so you should see something coming up. Green, you know, green should be seen, and so that way you know where the seed is.
Yeah, and their question was, should I replant soon? I would say if you don't see something within a next week, then I would go ahead and replant. And keep them warm. That's important. I actually use a heating mat made for use with germinating seeds, and so that'll give you bottom heat. And that'll really promote them along, get them growing. So if it stays too chilly on some of these plants that like the warmer temperatures, the seeds will rot, actually.
Yeah, they will. They will, especially here in Florida. That's a shame. So, yeah, let us know, you know, how you're doing in the garden. You can give us a call, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680.
Yep, I got another text message here. This one, maybe you can help us with, Teresa. It says, can I grow Asiatic jasmine in a sandy area under my oak trees? What do you think?
I think, yes, you can.
Yep.
That's exactly where they need to go.
Asiatic jasmine is a tough, durable plant, but having moisture getting established is very important for them too, right?
Yeah, it is. So the tree is going to take what it needs, and, you know, so you're going to probably have to water that area a little extra more. And I wouldn't put it right up next to the tree trunk, because then it'll start to climb up that tree. Maybe not this year, but in the next couple of years, it will start to climb up that tree trunk. So I would have it a little bit away, maybe 2 to 3 feet away, and create that little circle around it.
Yeah. Also, oak trees have such an extensive root system, it'd be very hard to even plant them in the ground. If you want something up a little closer to the oak tree, maybe you could use bromeliads or something, which would like the shady area. But trying to get plants to grow too close to that thick, heavy root system can be kind of difficult.
It is, and then eventually when you weed whack it, that, you know, that Asiatic jasmine, then you might be hitting some of those surface roots, and you get a lot of suckers coming up when you do that. So, you know, just keep it away. Make sure you got enough soil underneath it. I like your idea of the bromeliads. They're epiphytes. They don't have a root system. You could literally just put them in the crotch of a tree and they'll grow.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's for sure. One tree that you mentioned when we were off air during break time was the hickory. And you were talking about how nice they look, and I'm wondering why we don't see more of them.
Yeah, I mean, they have a beautiful fall color. They provide a food source for wildlife. And, you know, we don't see them as much, and they're not grown as much. But if you can get a hickory for your yard, that would be a great wildlife tree that will do well.
Yeah, and remember the pecan is a glorified hickory, so it's right in that group there.
That's true. We have a call from Chuck in Edgewater. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
Hello, Chuck. Hello.
Good
How
morning.
Can we help
Thank you?
You
for taking my call. Could I ask a question about citrus?
Sure.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, I bought a house and I planted a what was tagged a ponderosa lemon. And it's borne fruit for 2 years, but they're softball-sized lemons with very, very thick skin and very little flesh. We've done a lot of citrus fertilizing, plenty of watering. I just don't know what I'm doing wrong with the tree.
Okay, how long has it been in the ground again?
2 years.
2 years, still a young lemon. Mainly, normal maintenance, fertilizer 3 to 4 times a year, keep the soil moist. Is it in full sun?
It is, yes.
Okay, well, that's good. And at this point in time, you're just kind of waiting. The first fruit to come on citrus trees of any sort are often atypical, and you will get thicker skins and less real juicy portions inside. But it'll come around.
Okay.
It will get better, but you just have to wait. I normally don't figure a citrus tree is really into production for at least, 3 to 5 years anyway. Teresa?
Well, okay. Ponderosas are a big lemon to begin with, and
yep.
So they don't look like your normal lemons that you get off or find in the store. But I think fertilizing, it's not going to change the skin diameter, is it, Tom?
No,
it
you always have a thick skin on the ponderosa, and it just takes time. It'll
okay.
come around for you, but those first fruits are going to be atypical normally.
All right, just
That's
hang
great.
In there.
I was just concerned that it was very. I just was concerned there was something wrong with it, but if it's
no.
just a matter of time, I got plenty of time to wait.
I think you're normal.
Wonderful, Chuck. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
If you have a question, you can give us a call, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. Tom, we have some more texts?
We do. Well, why don't we take a break right about now, and then we can
okay.
come back and pick us up. How's that sound?
It sounds good. Kelly says that to do that, too, as well. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
As drivers, our surroundings are constantly changing. Like, when did this lane become a bike lane? And why can't I turn right on red here? And not just change, we have distractions too.
Grandma, look!
Cute ones, but nevertheless distractions. So it's important to always pay attention, especially around crosswalks. 1 in 4 traffic fatalities involve a pedestrian.
You're smart, Grandma.
Smart enough to know that safety doesn't happen by accident.
Alert today, alive tomorrow. A message from the Florida Department of Transportation.
Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see say for my friends.
For my community.
For each other. Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. Report suspicious activity by calling 855-FLA-SAFE. Or by downloading the Florida CSA app. If you see something, say something.
Tom McCoven is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of today's show, you can always find it on Better Lawns and Gardens website. You can go to the listen page and you can hear it. You can also hear it on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Amazon. And you can also find the podcast on my website, she-consulting.com. Tom, we don't have any phone calls. They can call us at 407-916-5400, but you have texts at 23680.
Yes, I do, and we want to keep Kelly happy there, so let's give him a call, 407-916-5400. Here's the text message. It's here. It says, when people are interested in pruning now. I mean, they're really interested in getting outside and doing something. It says, when is the best time to trim hibiscus and oleander? They said they've gotten lanky. What do you think?
I would wait until, you know, early spring. So I would say the end of February would be the better time to do those. Not right now. We still got winter coming.
And you don't know what's going to happen. Somebody told me that they said the temperature is going to be in the 40s and 60s for Central Florida anyway. We know North Florida is going to be colder. But you don't know what's going to happen. Let Mother Nature do some of the pruning for you, because Mother Nature will prune these plants back, and then you can come in end of February, early March, and just do the final trimming so you won't be trimming them twice. And also, if you trim them now and they start to make growth, they may be a little more susceptible to the cold.
They won't be hardened off, yeah.
Yeah.
So but anyway, down in South Florida, they can probably cut their hibiscus and oleanders right now. If they're down in the Miami area, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In the warmer areas of Florida where you rarely get the freezes, although it does happen sometime. I've seen pictures of icicles in Miami, but it's rare. And
yep.
So I'd go ahead and give it a try at that point in time. Here's a person here who says, I've got various containers of opened and never opened plant food for citrus, flowers, roses. Does this stuff go bad?
Well, you know, it would depend on how old it is, but I don't think so. I mean, it will always have some kind of potency, but it might not be as strong. So, you know, using it diluted and just watering it, I think would be fine.
Yeah. Just checking on Joni. Make sure she's still there.
I'm there. I'm listening.
Yeah. So, if it's never been opened, I don't think there's any problem. If it's been open, you just have to make sure it's spreadable.
Right. It may be all clunky, you know, chunky and all that kind of stuff. So you don't want to do it too much, you know, make sure it's friable. It you know, decomposes easily. Tom, we've got a call from Julia in Mount Verde. Good morning,
hey, Julia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Okay,
good morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is my first ever calling out talk show before.
Yay! Well, thank you. Yay! That wasn't hard, was it?
No, it wasn't. I'm kind of nervous. But I have a serious question, because I love mango tree, right? So last year, we purchased a house. So we have this half an acre. So we put four mango trees down. The Julie mango tree didn't make it because it got burned. I think I over-manure it, so I put too much processing on it. So I have three mango trees left right now. But because of the freeze, the curry mango is all brown, but the green is at the bottom. It's like four feet. But
okay.
Can that be come back after? What can I do to make it come back? Because everything is brown on it, the stem, except for the bottom of it is still green.
Okay. Carrie, I've grown carrie. Yes, that's a great mango. And I grew it in a container. It's one that stays a little smaller. And I did get mangoes.
Yes.
And I figure every mango that I produced on there only cost me $15 a piece.
No.
Yeah, but you're in Mount Verde, you said, right?
Yeah, Mount Verde. I have a lot of sun.
Yeah, it's such a pretty area out there. But, you know, it's also cold.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes, it is.
I don't think you're in mango country, to be honest with you. I wish you were, but I think you're going to have the same situation every year. The carry, if it's frozen down, you have to try to see if it's frozen down to the graft area. And if it's frozen down to where the carry was grafted onto the rootstock or below, then you're not going to get carry back again. You'll get a wild turpentine mango probably. So.
Yeah, it is like a foot off the ground. I see a lot of green at the bottom of it, but all of us at the top, it is brown. So, do you think it's still? I can save it, or what can I do to save it?
Yeah, what do you think, Teresa?
Well, I don't know. I would just let it be and see if it survives. We still got at least a good 3 to 5 more freezes coming up. So, I would just wait and see if it gets through the wintertime, and then I would grow them in pots that you can take inside on your patio or pool area or garage.
Okay.
All right.
But I have one more mango that's making it. It is 6 feet and still it's still growing. During the freeze, I'm like, yay!
Okay.
That's the Tommy mango. So it is beautiful.
Wonderful.
So, and that's only at the end of it got the freeze, like a couple leaves, but it's still looking good.
All right, yeah. Julia. That's just love on it as long as
Hang
you have
there.
It because it's probably going to freeze too. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Julia. Your first call, you did a great job.
Good
Don,
job.
Hang on. We're going to get to your call very next, right after the break. If you want to give us a call, 407-916-5400 or text Tom at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694,
800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have a few more minutes to take your calls and text 407-916-5400 or text Tom at 23680. Let's go to Don in Safety Harbor. Good morning, Don. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a crepe myrtle. The city planted trees in our park here, and I got a crepe myrtle, and I'm wondering when I trim it back. My last year was one of the last ones in the area to bloom, and so they didn't last too long. But I'd like to know when I trim it back and what fertilizer I use on this crepe myrtle.
You know, we really don't recommend even pruning them unless you have to. Is it out of bounds, or is it too large, or what's the situation?
Well, it's getting pretty high. I thought you trim the ones off that have the seeds on them, or you don't touch them at all.
You don't need to touch them at all. Those seed pods, you can cut off, but that's a little gardening chore that you want to do. Go ahead and do it. But there's no need to prune it back. Where is it located on your property?
Right out front by my mailbox.
Oh, okay. So is it close to your house at all?
No, it's not.
Hey, I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah. So what color are the flowers?
Well, actually, they put a clump in, and I end up, I have two. I have white and purple.
Ooh,
oh, really?
Nice.
That's kind of neat.
I bet that's beautiful.
The only problem you could have there would be that one might outgrow the other. And in that situation, then you may want to do some pruning to kind of keep them more in bounds with each other.
Okay.
And you take out any suckers from the base, and you can thin them out a little bit.
Yeah, for good air circulation.
Okay, and what fertilizer do I use on it?
I use any general landscape fertilizer that has slow-release properties. I mean, there's a lot of them out there. You have everything from the Miracle-Gro line to Dynamite to Osmocote and others out there. So
I would use a slow-release fertilizer, and you can get them, like Tom said, the ones that are blooming will help, but just a good general fertilizer and on a consistent basis.
Okay. What do you mean consistent? Every month?
Well, follow the label. So some of the ones that Tom mentioned are slow release and they're good for 3 months. Some are good for 6 months. So you want to follow the label instructions.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling, Don. Tom, we have Sam in Tallahassee we want to get in real quick.
Okay, Sam. Good morning. How can we help you?
Yes, I want to ask about blueberries for this area. I've tried several times to get blueberries growing, and I can't seem to get them to go more than a couple of years. Someone was telling me there is a variety, though, that does well in this Tallahassee area. Do you know anything about it?
Yes. You up there in Tallahassee, in that your area, you can grow the rabbit eye or you can grow the high bush. And so what you need to do is get the list from the University of Florida. Get up on their website or call your local extension agent, and it will have the different varieties that you can grow. But there's a number of different ones. So you have an option to grow either type of blueberry, actually.
Do you need more than one type?
Normally you do.
Cross-pollinate.
Yeah.
Normally you do, and they will tell you that in the publication also.
The more you have, the better it'll be.
Yeah, rabbit eye are very popular in your area. Okay?
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam. Tom, text messages?
Yes, I do. Here's one for you, Teresa. It says, what is the best ground cover to use it for low-maintenance landscape situations? They've given up on grass. This is Lori and Dr. Phillips.
And
what
Dr.
Do you
Phillips,
think?
I would say there's a number of different ones. You can go full sun or shade. You could always use the Asiatic jasmine. If it's in full sun, you can use the perennial peanut. You can also use the mimosa, the ground cover mimosa. The sensitive plant. And so it just depends on your site conditions. And again, Tom, they can go to the Google Internet and go to the University of Florida, and there is a publication on ground covers, and it'll give you all the criteria. Or they can email us and send you an email on betterlawns.com, and we can send them the information.
Yes. I see a lot more people using the perennial peanut. And it's a little bit of maintenance on that, but all of them are still a little bit of maintenance to get them established, right?
Right. And the Asiatic jasmine is a slow grower. It sleeps the first year, creeps the second year, and leaps the third year. So, you know, you're going to have to baby it a little while, but you don't want to overplant that because they do. Each one gets to be between 3 to 5 feet wide.
Yeah, and don't overmulch it. A lot of people put a thick mulch down there, and that just hinders it.
That is true. And so, you know, ground covers are really fun, but there's a lot of different ones out there and new ones coming on the market all the time. So you want to just check it out. Go to your nurseries. I love going through the nurseries and seeing what's new for sale. So we can try those out. So, Tom, we want to thank Ed Thrall for coming on and giving us information on seeds, and Jamie Daugherty, the Lake County Extension agent, helping us celebrate Arbor Day. You're going to want to plant it. Joni, thank you. Glad you highlighted T. Olives and Kelly. Always thank you for making it work for us behind the scenes. Thank you to all our callers, texters, and listeners. We love hearing from you. Remember to join Tom and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. See you next week.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.